manhunt for escaped killers.
They could be literally anywhere, but they will be found and apprehended.
Rising threat along the Red River.
Some of these homes are, you know, million-dollar houses.
Concert chaos.
The way they treat us is like animals.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's been no break in the hunt for two murderers who used power tools to cut through steel walls and pipes to break out of a 150-year-old prison in upstate New York on Saturday. They left behind beds stuffed with clothes and a mocking note. CBS's Don Daler is in Dannemora, New York, with more on the widening manhunt.
The search for Richard Matt and David Sweat has expanded into surrounding states and even Canada. The manhunt includes hundreds of officers in the air and on the ground.
You're all set, thank you.
Ron Hosko is former assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division. He thinks the two suspects must have had help.
They have the time to try to corrupt a guard or multiple guards. They have the time to look for the tools that might facilitate their escape.
Now, the big question, of course, is where did these men get the tools? The investigators haven't recovered them yet. They're actually interviewing a lot of the contractors who are doing some work here at the prison over the past couple weeks.
And there is a $100,000 reward. It figures to be a tense couple of days along the rising Red River in northwest Louisiana. It's expected to crest at its highest level in 70 years later today, and that could mean damaging flooding in the Shreveport area.
They're literally putting sandbags in boats out now trying to save their house, and that's too little too late.
Julian Whittington is the Bossier Parish Sheriff.
We're not ready to throw in the towel or panic anybody, but if you live in these areas, you need to pay attention.
Now to East Rutherford, New Jersey, where things got out of hand at a hip-hop concert at MetLife Stadium. It all began when the gates were closed after some without tickets tried to get in.
People have been standing out here for over 3.5 hours just trying to get into a concert that they paid their money for, and they wouldn't let us in.
Some threw bottles at police and tried to scale the gates. Police responded with tear gas and made some arrests. In McKinney, Texas, outside Dallas, a police officer's confrontation with young people at a pool party was captured on cell phone video. The officer pulled his gun and wrestled a 14-year-old girl to the ground. This woman says the action was over the top.
There is zero excuse for throwing a child on the ground and putting your knees in her back.
The officer had been placed now on administrative leave. It all began because there were complaints about kids fighting at the pool and had no business being there in the first place. President Obama's in Germany for the G7 summit. CBS News White House correspondent Pam Coulter is covering.
President Obama's rousing welcome in Germany with music, pretzels, and beer is in contrast to the serious issues the G7 is grappling with. Russian aggression, trade, and today, climate change and violent extremism. Iraqi Prime Minister Abadi joined the meeting on terrorism, and spokesman Josh Earnest said it was an opportunity for the leaders
to reiterate their continued support for the coalition that's been assembled to help Iraq face down the ISIL threat.
Britain sending more military trainers to Iraq, but the U.S. is not likely to announce any new equipment shipments. Traveling with the president for the G7, Pam Coulter, CBS News.
The mayor of the village where President Obama and German Chancellor Merkel had a before-noon beer yesterday says today the leaders were served alcohol-free drinks. Iran's news agency says there's been a second court hearing in the trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. He's charged with espionage and has been held in the country since last July. 5 years ago today, oil was washing up on Gulf Coast beaches. The massive BP spill affected areas from Florida to Texas. Now, as we hear from reporter Dave Cohen in New Orleans, today is a deadline day for people and businesses to file damage claims.
Claims offices are staying open until midnight to accommodate what claims administrator Patrick Juno anticipates will be a surge of filers. He encourages people who think they deserve money to come to a service center in Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, or Texas to file by phone, by mail, or online.
More than 328,000 claims have been filed so far. There was trouble yesterday in the water off Cocoa Beach, Florida.
We saw what looked to be a juvenile bull shark. Probably about 15 seconds later, we saw a group of people in knee-high water, and we heard screaming.
An 11-year-old boy was bitten at least twice in the leg by the 5-foot-long shark. He's being treated at a hospital. Reports say supermodel Kate Moss was removed from a flight that had just arrived outside London from Turkey. She was not arrested, but was said to be disruptive. In Oakland, the second game of the NBA Finals resembled the first. It, too, went into overtime.
Curry has to Thompson. Knocked away. Stolen by Thompson. And the NBA Finals are tied at one game apiece.
Well, the call on ABC as the Cleveland Cavaliers topped the Golden State Warriors 95-93. LeBron James had 39 points, 16 rebounds, and 11 assists, a triple-double.
To be able to go out on the biggest stage and to be able to make plays happen for my teammates is the ultimate feeling for myself.
North of the border in Winnipeg, it's soccer and the Women's World Cup. CBS's Jerika Duncan says the U.S. opens with Australia tonight.
Team USA comes to Canada with one perfect goal in mind. Win the title they narrowly lost against Japan 4 years ago. Midfielder Megan Rapinoe.
I'm anxious and ready to go.
Today's international field is more competitive than ever.
The women's game, I think, is growing so much, and you're seeing around the world so much more resources put into the club environment.
The U.S. team arrived here with high expectations, but Germany, France, Sweden, and Japan all loom large. No!
Jerika Duncan, CBS News, Winnipeg.
An online fundraising effort's been started for the woman who was injured by a flying broken bat at Friday night's Red Sox Athletics game in Boston. Tanya Carpenter's hospitalized in serious condition. Friends say the 44-year-old single mom faces a very long recovery. In New York, Broadway honored its best at the Tony Awards on CBS.
Maps show you what's simple and true.
Fun Home won Best Musical. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime took Best Play. Helen Mirren won a Best Actress Tony. Jury selection opens today in Virginia for a man who's a suspect in at least two crimes. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Jesse Matthew is set to go on trial for the alleged abduction and sexual assault of a woman in Fairfax, Virginia, outside Washington, D.C., 10 years ago. He's also charged in the abduction and killing of University of Virginia student Hannah Graham last fall. Police say there's also a DNA link between the 33-year-old Matthew and the disappearance and death of Virginia Tech student Morgan Harrington in 2010. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A new report finds fewer public college presidents earning $1 million or more dollars a year. The Chronicle of Higher Education says two topped that mark in 2014, Rodney Erickson at Penn State and Bowen Lofton, former president at Texas A&M. The median salary, just over $428,000. In the previous year, eight public college presidents earned more than $1 million. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.